When a lion is born, it's not a lion. When a lion is born, it's a cub. Do you know what makes it look the way it looks? How does a lion look like that, but a giraffe don't look like that? He's chasing the food. So it is the process of hunting. It's not the actual meat that make him look like that. It is the actual hunt. It's the actual chasing. So whether he catch it or not, every time he goes on the hunt, he's developing. Some of y'all are so caught up on the game that you don't get it. It is in practicing. It is in lifting weights. It is in resting. It is in eating right. It is in making good decisions that you look a certain way. It is how you practice. It is what you do that makes you look like you look. It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. And that's why most of y'all get beat in the game or make mistakes in the game, because you think grinding is what happens when the sun comes out. You think grind is what happens when the lights come on. You think grind is what happens when people get in the stage. That's not grind. The real grind is in the dark when nobody sees you. When nobody knows what you're doing, when you studying without coach, when you putting in those extra reps, when you watching those videos and you getting inspired, when you change your music, it's the process that makes you sweet.
You know how you get mentally tough? It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that snooze button in the fucking morning and not making your bed and not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow. Embrace the suck. No one's going to fucking come to help me. Just fucking me against me, period. The water's too cold. The sun's too hot. I'm getting up too early. Why am I doing this to myself? That's what the normal mind says. I had to start training my mind to think about how the f*** can I get through this? Not giving myself a way out. Creating a wall around all the f***ing ways out in my mind. So my mind knew this motherfucker is not going to give himself a way out of here.
My new norm is you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer. And I started realizing if that's my mentality, this ain't hard anymore.
You must retrain your mind to think differently in hell.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher and it's going to make us stronger. So bring it.
And that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes. Use this time to gain strength, gain focus. Come on, savage.
You got to start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world.
You don't need You need the ability to fucking grind your ass into a fine fucking powder.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life. And you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
Kobe Bryant doesn't sit there and talk about how many MVPs he's won or how many championships he's won. No, he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning practicing every day. Why do you think he is so great? He's not great because he's great. He's great because he puts the work in on a daily basis and he wins every day.
This is the time to work. You better take the short time you have and be the best that you can be, because they pay you different when you're the best.
I know many of you are tired. I know some of you want to give up. And you can, if that's what you want. I'm telling you today, you have every right to make that choice. But with every choice, you must understand there are consequences. Maybe you don't need to give up. Maybe you just need a break. I do not mean take a break from working on yourself. I don't mean take a break from being grateful for everything that is good in your life. I do not mean take a break from spiritual work. I don't mean take a break from the things that light you up. I mean take a break from everything that is dragging you down. Take a break from the people who drain you. Take a break from the things that add no future value to your life. Take a break from treating yourself with disrespect. Take a break from being unhealthy. Take a break from saying no and start saying yes to life. The problem is, most people, when things get really hard, when life is really rough, they quit. You don't need to quit everything. You should never quit anything that really matters to you. But you do need to quit everything that is keeping you from the life that matters to you. What can you give up that will make your life better? Who do you need to let go? What bad habits must be killed today? You have to ask yourself, if I live this way for the rest of my life, would I be okay with that? If the answer is no, you must make changes, and you must make changes today. Stand up for yourself. Trim the fat in your life. Cut out everything and everyone that is holding you back from the joy you deserve. Cut out everything that is keeping you from the life you know is possible. Take a break from the garbage and you'll start seeing the beauty in this world. You will start seeing what is possible. I pray you have the courage to do that for yourself.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.